Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Labor Day weekend.
The last weekend of the season.
So, what's on the itinerary for this weekend, huh?
What are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend?
Labor Day weekend.
It's this weekend, and there are plenty of ways to celebrate.
A lot of drinking and a lot of thinking.
I'll fire up the grill.
I got all the hot dogs, the hamburgers, and the
nice cold beer.
Nice cold beer.
We're going to make it happen this weekend.
That's right, for the whole weekend.
Let's get this party started.
Let's do it. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. 6:06, it is a Friday morning, show number 1,957.
Yeah.
57, Carla.
Yes.
And everybody coming in this morning, and after watching the game last night, the Vegas Golden Knights dropped another one to Vancouver. So game seven tonight, and we all have our theories.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'll tell you what they should have done.
I'm not even playing, and it's very fatiguing. It really is. I'm just exhausted.
Wore me out last night.
Oh, man.
Morty, our producer, says, I'm already prepared.
Yeah, I know.
Doomsday. It's over.
Morty's looking forward to football. Good luck with that, Morty.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Oh, man.
Later tonight, John Schaefer in with news next half hour.
Oh, gosh. Do you think the people in Germany in 1939 were saying, oh, man, I wish 1940 would get here. I really do. Oh, wow.
Everybody's done with this year.
When does this warranty expire?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Going to be a hot weekend.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if you've been keeping up with the weather.
Look at what I did. Look at what I did at the pool. Because I stood in the pool the whole time. I'm fine. How you guys? I'm good. How you guys?
You didn't put on the sunblock?
I did. But you know how you put it on and it's like, okay. I'm good. That one area in the back is fine.
Get ready. Excessive heat warnings. Today through Monday.
Okay.
Sunshine today. High 109, 110 on Saturday. 112 on Sunday. Then on Labor Day, 111. You know, Rock Stockapalooza 2?
Yes.
It's on Sunday. High 112. Thank God we will have free sunblock throughout the fairgrounds everybody can lather
yours
up.
Yes, put yours on. Jeez.
By the way, it's 81 outside right now.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, production on the UK set of The Batman has been halted because someone came down with COVID. It's not official, but a lot of sources are saying it's Robert Pattinson. He is the Batman. And, you can't finish that movie.
No.
How
does Batman
get
CV-19?
Exactly. Yeah.
You're Batman.
How do you do that? Don't you have that utility belt? Doesn't that, ward it off?
You would think.
Somehow.
He was also a vampire, so.
Yeah, exactly. How's he getting this? How is he getting this?
I have no idea.
Not drinking enough blood, apparently. That's why. I'm pretty sure that Vegas film critic Jeff Howard will review this today. Tenet. That stars also Robert Pattinson, John David Washington. Now, listen to this. So it opens this weekend. Both of the actors, Robert, John, said the film is really confusing. They said they read the script several times before thinking, okay, I think I understand it. So I have no idea what Jeff has to say about this, but it sounds a little confusing. Now, he also, the director of this, Christopher Nolan, he did the movie Inception. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Which was all over the... Was it good? I think it was good. I liked it, I think. But it's like, what?
I thought it was one of those movies you had to watch like 2-3 times.
You did.
And then the first time you followed one theme.
Right.
The second time you watched it, you followed another storyline.
And then the third time you thought another something. It's like, wait a second.
Right.
Hold on. Good thing that he likes, this is funny, he said Christopher Nolan, the director, he likes those one-word titles, obviously, Inception, Tenet, good, because everything else is so flippin' confusing in your movies. And Keith Richards, he told Rolling Stone magazine, he said, listen, none of us Rolling Stones have plans to retire. We just don't. He said, I hope, there's a vaccine soon, but retirement's really not an option. For the band, it's what we do. What else are we going to do? He said, and there's that thing between us, like, who who's going to be the first one to get off the bus?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be kicked off or drop off, right?
Plus, they have too many kids.
They do.
They got to support them some way.
And yes, they do. They do. He said, I really can't imagine doing anything else. Why could you? How could you? You've been doing this really all of your life. That is my take for now. Brought to you by the Silver State Schools Credit Union. Prioritizing people over profit.
Our good friend Big Mike's on the phone.
Mike, what's going on this morning?
Carla, how are the knees?
Knees are doing better.
How many times have you been asked that?
I know it. I can't tell you how many guys have asked me that one, Mike. But doing much better. They hurt, but not like they did. I really bruised them up, man. But they're better.
Well, hey, I just wanted to tell you guys that the laptop that I won that I gave to the boy across the hall from us, I just wanted to tell you guys personally, I almost got emotional because when I gave it to the mom and the boy last night, Eduardo is the boy's name. He's 10 years old. He's in the fifth grade. And the mom who worked for the MGM who got laid off, they laid off so many people. It made such a difference. It was a ridiculous cry session when I gave it to him. What was funny about it was, well, not funny, but what made an impact for me, and I wanted to thank you guys. I know that, like, Subaru of Las Vegas is great. They do it. It's advertising, whatever. But I don't know if sometimes they realize how much of an impact they actually make when they do those things. And when you guys do those things, what it did for them, and what I saw last night in that kid's eyes and that mom's eyes, I just wanted to thank you guys for using, you know, what you, your platform and what you guys do to make a difference in people's lives, because it makes a big difference.
Well, thank you, Big Mike. That's really nice.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call, and you have a great day.
Thank you, my friend.
Peace out, guys. Bye.
You know what? We have another Chromebook to give away a little bit later on this morning. 8:40. Are you smarter than Mike and Carla? That's when we'll play that, so make sure you're listening. Michael Jackson.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Helps inspire me for the day.
The best mornings every day. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away. 702-739-9636. You want to text in? Same number. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. 6:40. Now, Carla, tell us, who is this mom?
This is the mom, California. She's doing, you know, online school. Her son, 17 years old,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're not going back to school, so he's going to school at home. And that's it. He's the only one in the house going to school, and she's trying to keep it like school. So she does morning announcements each morning.
Okay, listen to this.
Happy Friday, students!
Oh, boy.
Today is our first spirit day.
Oh, geez.
It's crazy hack day. I will be going around to all the rooms in the house to give out a Best Dressed Award.
Wow.
Because we've got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you?
Congrats.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Orange County at all.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is too funny. That's hilarious.
That's the mom you want waking you up. Especially at 17 years old.
I just want to do my algebra. Stop it.
I'm a senior. I only have one class left.
I know. Oh, poor guy. This is going to be every morning, Mom?
This is. Every morning.
Because we've got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you?
Okay.
Oh, why do I think her arms are doing the cheerleader thing, too? And he's still in his, you know, boxers and T-shirt.
I don't know how your parents woke you up every morning for school. We had a bell. We had a bell at the bottom of the staircase.
Right.
Attached to the railing.
Right.
It was a double bell, too.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
And my mom would ring it until there was voice recognition.
Oh, my goodness.
From upstairs.
All right. Wow. I got it.
I don't know. Anybody else? How did your parents wake you up?
I didn't really have a big problem waking up or anything like that. But my mom would come into my room, you know, or my
would
dad
she?
If I didn't wake up and just, hey, you know, honey,
okay.
Carly, come on. Yeah,
anybody with an air horn or something like that?
None of that stuff. No, my parents were not that cruel. No, they were not.
Not a big cheer?
We've got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you?
If you'd like to call in, tell us, how did your parents wake you up for school?
Oh, my God.
How did your parents wake you up?
Oh, boy.
Like the mother before. Hold on. Let me see if I can still find it. with the with the cheer, of course. You know, the kids are being homeschooled.
Yes, yes.
And she wants to liven it up a little bit.
We've got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you?
All right.
17-year-old son. Uh-huh. Okay, thanks, Mom.
Patty's on the phone. Patty, how'd your parents wake you up?
Well, I was pretty good at getting up, but my sister was not. And unfortunately for her, she had a dog that was about 100 pounds.
Oh, boy.
And if my sister didn't get up, then my mother would send the dog up the stairs.
She would sick the dog on your sister?
Yeah, and the doors in our house, they didn't quite close because we had a very old house. And Vicky, the dog, would crash into my sister's room and jump on the bed.
Oh, my God. Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Oh, wow.
You have a great day. Okay. Vicky was so sweet.
Vicky set your sister as our dog.
Yes.
My gosh. Linda said, my poor mom had to go through hell to wake me up. Not a morning person. She once even tried to tell me it was snowing in September just to get me out of bed.
Thinking you'd be all excited?
Yes. Yeah. She said, she would have never homeschooled me because I would have driven her crazy.
I think you're in that same pool.
Oh, please. My parents.
If your parents had to homeschool you.
Oh, jeez. You know what? I guess you're on your own, Missy. Yeah. You're on your own. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Tammy, what about you?
What did it mean? It was my sister because she never got out of bed.
Oh.
My father finally just got fed up and threw a pitcher of water on her. Ice cold water.
Oh.
Wow. Oh. That is the ultimate, I think.
Wow.
Whether a glass or a bucket.
No, it was a big old picture of it. It
just, whatever.
It came in, and he yelled at her three different times, and Stephanie get up. Her name's Stephanie. And she wouldn't get up. She wouldn't get up. And he finally went in there with a pitcher of water and threw it right on top of
her. There you go.
Oh, my God.
You're up now, aren't you?
That's great. Now, that's great.
Yeah, we can look
wow.
back.
Wow.
Tammy, ooh. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You got one more text?
This, I do have one more. This is brutal. Kim said, my parents were both military. My mother blew reveille every morning. 0600, Monday through Friday. Yes. What? Oh, geez. Okay.
Long version.
Okay.
Are you up? Get up. That's great.
Oh, Kim.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3
KKLZ. Oh, it's going to be the greatest concert event ever for your ears only. Rockstockapalooza 2. And the cool thing, Carla, is that the merch is already in the KKLZ logo store.
That is.
Right there on our website, 96.3kklz.com. You have Rockstock 2, T-shirts, tanks, coffee mugs, masks. You can do that if you want. And,
right.
and of course, if
a lot of stuff.
Just right there on our website. You can go on a shopping spree. Get ready this Sunday. That's when it's happening. Rockstockapalooza, too, so we have details on that in a couple of minutes. Excessive heat warning just in time.
Yay.
For the Labor Day weekend. You know, this is the end of summer,
Ooh.
So I guess it goes out like this.
It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah.
So we're on the downside.
Is that what we're on?
Yes, we are. We're on the downside. You're going to go up to get to the downside, but yes. Hopefully the Golden Knights won't play the same way, but we're going to go up and then go down.
That's a whole different... Yeah, you know what? We want to make it exciting.
Oh, yes, that's right.
We could have made it a 4-game series, 5-game series.
No. Then everybody would say, I miss hockey.
Yeah, want to go the full 7.
Football and golf are coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, golf. Oh,
U.S. Open, buddy. You laugh.
Oh, you want excitement, by God. Right there, golf on TV with no people.
If you think golf couldn't get any more silent, you wait and see.
Right next to the watching paint dry channel.
You're all invited over. But let's see what happens tonight. Go Knights,
yes.
Go. High today, 109 over the weekend. 110 tomorrow on Sunday, Labor Day. Rockstockapalooza, 2, 112. And then wrapping up the weekend on Labor Day, Monday, 111.
Okay.
111. 81 now. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the CDC says they might possibly have a coronavirus vaccine available November-ish or so. Those will be, you know, preliminary rounds with it. So you know, if it's by fall, that's still good. You can still do a like a pumpkin spice vaccine, a nice little caramel apple swirl vaccine,
just
something
drive
like that.
Through
yeah,
and...
exactly. That smells really good on my arm. That's nice.
Yeah.
Taco Bell dropping their shredded chicken from its menu. I know, what's up with that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they're just going to use chicken pieces or some made up chicken. I don't know. But yeah, no more shredded chicken.
That's not the biggest thing they're dropping.
Mexican pizza.
Oh my gosh,
well.
Boycott.
Yes. Well, I know. Yes, boycott. Here we go. Let's boycott Taco Bell.
They're dropping my childhood.
With everything that's going on.
Listen, don't start with me. I had to deal with the enchirito leaving. So let's not even go there. Yeah, so people who like... I like the shredded chicken, too.
I like it.
And see, for those people that listen and say we don't tackle the tough issues...
No! Hello!
We talk about it all the time.
I'll tell you right now, you know what the difference is between the shredded chicken and the regular chicken?
The diced cube chicken?
Yeah, no, the shredded goes to the gym a lot more.
Morty, you gotta learn.
Walk into that one.
Just let her go.
Oh, with the shredded and the listing. Where's John Schaefer? Where's the picture, John? Oh,
same with the lettuce, too.
Yes, that's right. Shredded. Yes, that's right.
All right.
More time at the camp. And researchers in Norway found out that our bodies start instinctively moving when we hear music. It's almost impossible not to dance. When music comes on, even if you think you're not dancing, they say your brains are programmed just to like music. Your body is making those movements to the beat, tapping your foot, doing the nod.
Yeah.
Hardest type of music to stand still to is EDM, and I do believe that. Exactly. Right? Yeah. Avicii.
Right?
Yeah, there we go.
Who?
Hey,
Avicii. R.I.P. Pour one out.
Yeah, very sadly. Huh? How can you stand still to this? It's hard to do. It's Friday. Yay. Hey.
All right.
Few things you should know.
Carla's our hype man for today.
Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Jeff, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, and boy, we got some good stuff to talk about this Friday.
Yeah.
On the big screen and at home.
Both Mulan, Disney's big action feature based on their animated film after several delays. Their $200 million epic comes to Disney Plus with Premiere Pass, meaning you got to pay $30 to watch Mulan as much as you want. But this thing is $200 million, bright, dramatic, historically accurate costumes, lavish sets, battle scenes. Disney has delivered an epic that the entire family is going to love. I mean, they strive for realism. So there's no animated dragon Mushu, but man, I was so impressed. I also, if you want to go back to the theaters, there's a movie called Tenet, you know, from director of Batman Returns, Interstellar, Inception. It's the story of a secret agent who embarks on a dangerous, time-bending mission to stop World War III.
Is that the news, or what are we doing?
I know, tell me, you know, I expected the bar to be high with Tenet, but I got confused. It's a boring movie that uses worn-out plot devices, time travel, counting clocks, you know, only in theaters. Tenet is worth staying home for, and it's one of the loudest movies I've ever heard. I almost went deaf.
That's what you want at home.
Yeah, I know. The last. I hate to hear that. It's
what else you got?
And also, if you're staying home, there's a great new series on HBO Max about a series of androids who raise human children on a distant planet, and it's from director Ridley Scott, who gave his Alien. It's called Raised by Wolves. This is so good. This is for true sci-fi fans.
All right, very good.
What else?
And finally, last one. The Boys are back. If you know this series on Amazon Prime Video, it's a world where superheroes have gone corporate, almost entirely under control of management by the Vought Corporation. They're run by PR teams. They have brand names for frozen food, theme parks, and movies. Season 2 picks up right where they left off. This is one of my favorite shows. You got to check out The Boys. Binge Season 1 and then watch Season 2 this weekend. And everything we talked about today, all these great interviews from everything on my YouTube channel today for all these shows and movies.
That's why we tell everybody, follow Jeff on YouTube, Facebook, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot, guys.
Been talking about camping, how people are trying to get away, get back to nature.
Yes.
Some people. Others, maybe not. I don't know. Loretta's Loretta's on the phone. Loretta, what's up?
I wanted to tell you a couple years ago, we went to Otter Creek in Utah.
Okay.
A little place. They have a like a lake or a pond, whatever you want to call it, with trout. The good part is right across from the campground, they have a little mom and pop store, and we did the actual camping with the tent, and we had a blow up boat bike.
Okay.
And my son, he turned around and flipped the boat, and I had to have him go across the street to the restrooms and strip and give me his clothes and get in the shower so I could dry his clothes in the dryer.
Oh, geez. Okay.
You had a dryer where you're camping?
Yeah, while we were camping. And then it hailed.
Oh, geez.
And that's when we decided to leave.
Yeah. When it starts hailing, that's when Carla packs it up.
But don't you want to be one with the elements? No! I don't! Because as a kid, it would get so boring on about day three. It was like, this is so dumb. Day one, you're excited, and then the next day, it's like the first day, and then it's like, I want to go home. This is stupid.
Loretta, thank you so much for the call. People texting in.
This is hilarious. Lauren said, funny camping story. I was little. My stepmom woke up to get breakfast, only to find another tent my sister and I were sharing had a giant lump on one side of the tent. When she checked inside the tent, I was literally sleeping on top of my sister because the tent slid down a hill in the middle of the night and we had no idea. Oh, camping is fun, isn't it?
How do you not notice?
Oh, my gosh.
That your tent
Because you're kids and you sleep through anything. I think that's why.
Maybe.
Andy said, I camped completely unplugged as a kid. It was really cool. He said, then as an adult, I got a truck with an overhead camper,
right,
which was kind of cool. Then I got a fifth wheel, and now I have a 40-foot motor home.
That's how you camp.
Because my wife needed more comfort and more space, you know, to fit
the tile floors.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
granite countertops.
Wow. Wow, how it changes. Man.
That's camping.
Yeah, it is.
There
it
you
is.
Go. Just pull that mother in.
We rolled right down the hill.
And then plug in the electricity and everything else, and you're set. Okay. Pat Benatar.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, it's going to be the greatest concert ever event. For your ears only. We're talking about Rockstockapalooza 2. And we've talked about this before. The Rockstock merch is up on the KKLZ logo store. Tanks, tees, coffee mugs, masks. We ask you to wear your mask.
Yes.
Of course, if you're going to be listening.
Yes.
Yes, around
that's
the house.
Right. Put your mask on.
So all that stuff is already on the KKLZ or in the KKLZ logo store. You want to check that out, 96.3kklz.com. Details on Rockstockapalooza 2 coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Weather-wise, and boy, what a way to wrap up the summer.
Ooh-wee.
But with an excessive heat warning in effect through Monday. Yes.
Another heat wave, people.
This will be the last one.
Yes, it should be.
High today 109 over the weekend, triple digits. 110 tomorrow on Sunday, 112, and then wrapping up the holiday weekend on Labor Day with a high of 111.
Oh, good. Beautiful.
Powder up, as you would say,
beautiful.
Carla.
Beautiful. Yes, powder up.
It's 84 now.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Making muffins in your shorts, man. Listen, IMDb put out a list of the most popular TV shows of this year, 2020. They may sound odd, but there aren't a lot of TV shows out there. The Last Dance, number one. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. The Outsider. How the Universe Works. Dark. Westworld. They're all a little quirky, too. They're all a little bit quirky. Better Call Saul. Curb Your Enthusiasm. How about those for you? Normal People. And Top Gear, which is a BBC show. A lot of BBC shows, actually. Yeah, it is a good show.
Well, it was a good show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. Do you not like it now?
Ever since the host left.
Right. I know it.
Only takes one.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
It takes three.
I don't know about this. Francis Ford Coppola recutting The Godfather Part 3.
Yes!
It was the worst one. It was the worst one. To make it a more fitting ending to the first two films. He even says he created a new beginning and a new ending. The movie turns 30 years old this year. So
just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Well, guess
yes,
what?
I know. I know. So, I don't know. I'm iffy.
I'm glad.
That.
I'm really glad they're doing this. I'm a big fan of the franchise.
So am I.
And like you this said, the third one, it was just so confusing.
Yeah, it
so
was.
Convoluted.
Yeah.
And it was like, did you really even have to do this?
Right. Why don't you go back, Francis, and just clean it up and patch it together better?
Yeah.
Why don't you do that,
mm-hmm.
man? And listen to this. Jeopardy legend Ken Jennings joining the show as a consulting producer. In addition to behind-the-scenes work, he'll also get to present his own special video categories. Now, some are saying that this is possibly a step toward him being the next host of the show.
Really?
Yeah. I know he's extremely popular because, you know, of his wins, and he's hilarious on different social media platforms and all of that, and he's a really smart guy. Who knows? Who knows? It just might work out. You
and
know?
He's got a name for being a host. Please welcome your host,
Ken Jennings. I know. It works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It flows, right? Yes, there you go.
And that's the most important thing.
Yes. Does it work? Does it flow? It
he's
flows.
Got a good name.
Let's do it. You could do it, Mike. Michael Bryan, you could totally do it.
Thank you.
You could do it.
Hosting Jeopardy.
That's my... can't read that word. What is that word?
Burp, burp, burp.
That is my take for now, brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Carla, I have a piece of sound I want to play, and I play this, and hopefully my wife Jody is listening this morning because she says she doesn't like to ride bikes.
Yes.
My claim
discussed.
Is, I don't think she knows how.
I'm wondering.
But this little kid, this little boy is so thrilled about learning how to ride a bike that he starts talking to his fellow brothers and sisters.
Yes.
So listen to this speech that he gives for other kids who should learn how to ride a bike.
Everybody, I know you can believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, you will know how to ride a bike. If you don't, you just keep practicing. You will get the hang of it, I know it. If you keep practicing, you will get the hang of it.
All right.
For rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yes. That needs to be my ringtone.
Thumbs up for rock and roll.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's
huh?
awesome.
Huh?
Rock and roll.
That is too cute. That is too cute.
So
Jody,
if he can do it.
You too can sound like that and be that happy. Huh?
I would love it.
That is,
maybe
that's really cute.
Riding this weekend, it's going to be hot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But,
well, it was pretty windy there, so. Yeah.
Fall, come fall.
Yes, I know.
Hop on the bike. All right. Talking about kids, you got one?
Yeah.
K through 12. Are you smarter than Mike and Carla? Let's do a round right now. Win that Chromebook from Subaru of Las Vegas. Plus, we'll throw in a Mike and Carla backpack filled with school supplies. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Teresa on the phone. She has three kids.
Okay.
Three kids. So one kid's going to be very lucky with
yes.
this Chromebook from Subaru of Las Vegas and the Mike and Carla backpack filled with school supplies. Teresa, we've explained the game. So here we go. Three out of three, and you're the big winner. So question number one.
Which girl group had a member by the name of Mel B? Is it Heart, Josie and the Pussycats, or Spice Girls?
Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
My answer.
Yeah.
I would agree.
I knew that one. Yeah.
What's
yes,
the answer?
You got that
Spice
one.
Girls.
Yes.
Yeah,
all
there
right.
you go.
All right, question
Josie
number two.
And the Pussycats.
In what state is it illegal to dress up like a priest or a nun? Is it Alabama, Montana, Nebraska?
I'm going with Alabama.
I would think Nebraska.
I'd say all of them. But
right, Nebraska.
I know.
Nebraska?
Alabama.
Okay.
Wow.
Good
all
job.
Right. Two
That's
out of two. That is the weirdest question ever.
So, okay, so we cannot dress up like a priest here in Alabama. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to move to Georgia then.
All right. Third and final question.
Where is the uvula located?
All right, hang on.
In the elbow, in the knee, or in the throat?
Ooh, I think it's the throat.
I'm going to say in Alabama.
What's the answer?
It's in the throat.
Yes!
Yeah! Good job.
Teresa, you got the Chromebook from Subaru of Las Vegas.
I'm so excited.
And you also have the Mike and Carla backpack filled with school supplies for one of your kids.
Awesome.
Or they can share it all. You know what? Work together.
Yes, absolutely.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
So much. You guys are awesome. Have a good day.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, listen to this, Carla. There's a private investigator down under. He provides an amazing service. I could see you doing this. You know, if this radio thing doesn't pan out.
This is crazy.
People who are dying hire this guy for $10,000 to show up at their funeral and tell secrets or settle scores with family members.
Okay. All right.
And so far, he's done 22 of them in just 2 years.
Wow. Okay.
So... nice little side work.
How fun.
Almost one a month. Mm-hmm. Good for this guy.
Yeah. Your wife was cheating on you. What? What? Okay. Wow. Now, is that included in the price of the caskets that go with that? Wow.
Why would you have to meet with the dying person? Because you could just make up stuff, right?
Yeah, well,
I mean, they're
true.
Dead.
But if they want a specific thing to I go see. Out there, I guess. Okay. Oh, that's weird.
Well, happy Labor Day to this couple in Pennsylvania with one son adopted, 4 siblings in December. Want to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then a few weeks later, they found out she was pregnant with quadruplets.
Ooh.
Okay.
So the babies were born last month, so the family went from 3 to 11 in less than a year.
Wow. But I can better that.
Can you?
Yeah. Patty Hernandez, Charlotte, North Carolina, pregnant with her 16th child.
Nice.
Wow. Okay, then. She and her family live in a 5-bedroom home. They got 5 boys, 10 girls, 3 sets of twins.
Wow.
She just gave birth 3 months ago. She and her husband, she says generally about 3 months after, 3-4 months after she gives birth, she finds out she's pregnant again. Oh, Patty, take a pill, honey. Take a pill.
Does anybody get a headache in that house?
Oh, my gosh. I know. They say they spent about $500 a week on groceries and diapers. They got a 16-seat bus. They drive the family around in. She said, I'm just happy when I'm pregnant. Well, evidently, Patricia.
That's actually pretty good. $500 a month?
Yeah, it is pretty. No, a week. No,
I mean, a week?
A week, yeah.
That's actually still not
it's
bad.
$2,000, you know.
Yeah.
That's extreme couponing.
Wow, that's,
you would hope
almost $25,000 a year. That's, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Better news. Megan, she's homeschooling her little daughter. Penny is her name. And the class was doing a show-and-tell segment on Zoom, so Penny showed the class a bottle of coconut-flavored Malibu rum.
Mm-hmm.
Penny's teacher wanted students to show the rest of the class something that smells good. That's what we're talking about today. Something that smells good, and Penny said, right here. Here you go, Malibu rum. It smells great.
Take
actually,
a whiff.
It smells really good. Her mom wasn't real happy about it, but almost 100,000 people have liked Megan's post.
Yeah.
So, hey, for you, good job, little Penny. Good for you,
Megan's mom.
Yeah.
We've got spirit.
Yes,
we do. We got spirit. How about you?
Aw, look at that. There you go. It's Malibu rum. That's what it smells good. It's Friday. Your other news
makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. This is out of Australia, the Royal Australian Mint. They call it the donation dollar. They are specially making $1 coins in hopes that people will give them away. They're pressing 25 million of these coins, about one for every Australian, in a bid to boost the country's, you know, level of philanthropy. What they're hoping, and you can see it very clearly when you get one,
mm-hmm.
there's green in the middle, kind of a dark green in the middle of it, and they're hoping when anyone gets one there, they will donate it. When you get it, it's worth a dollar, And if you get one, you donate it. You might get a couple of them. Donate them. And that's what they're making them for. And they'll do this over the next couple of years. So they're just trying to help out their own economy and the people who need the help the most by putting this out into their country.
So they make them, and they put them out. Mm-hmm. And how do you get them?
Like they'll distribute them as a bank when you get change.
Oh, I see.
Stuff like that, they'll be in with that. Oh. So, but they're hoping that people will just donate them when they get them. How cool is that?
Willy Wonka thing.
Yeah. Sort of, yeah, yeah. Okay. Exactly, yeah. They're worth a dollar. You can keep them and all that. But then I would imagine you feel kind of guilty walking around with those in your pocket. It's like, yeah, no, I was going to give these away. I was going to give them away.
That's very cool, I guess.
It's very cool. You know what? Are you kidding?
Why not?
Donating that back into your own economy?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And then you raise money and everybody gets help and everybody's happy.
Yeah. Really amazing.
All right. Well, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Local feel-good stories. We love those even better. 702-739-9636. If you want to call us up, give us your version. 941, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush will keep you company throughout the afternoon. Recapping the show, how did your mom and dad wake you up?
Yeah, the bucket of water? Or Reveille.
Which way, you know?
Yeah. Oh, geez. Those Kim's parents. Okay, military parents, how fun.
Just get the air horn, blow that, and be done with it. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard talking about movies on the big screen and in your home. We're going to post that on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page so you can take advantage of checking out some movies on TV or at the theater.
Yes.
Over the weekend. And I love the kid that gave the inspirational speech to other kids to learn how to ride a bike.
So cute.
Jody. One day I'm going to teach her how to ride a bike.
I hope so.
We can have fun all day long. All right, that about does it for us. Anything else? You know what? Rockstockapalooza on Sunday. Commercial free starts at 10, wraps up at 7. That's going to be a lot of fun. And as we've been talking about it all week long, the Rockstock 2 merch already in the KKLZ logo store. So take advantage of that. Otherwise, have a great weekend. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.